journalist Dave Zirin, sports editor of Nation Magazine, host of Edge of Sports Radio and SiriusXM. He's also hosts a Pacifica radio show with Eitan Thomas called The Collision, where sports collide with politics. Dave, welcome back to Democracy Now! But before we go to the issues I just addressed, let's go to those last seconds of the game. With less than a yard, why didn't the Seahawks give the ball to Marshawn Lynch? Can you explain who he is for people who don't watch sports and why this matters, why we're talking actually sports right now?
I'm very aware that maybe a lot of Democracy Now! Listeners chose to join the two-thirds of Americans who did not watch the Super Bowl last night, but this will probably be discussed around your water cooler today. The Seattle Seahawks were down 4 points from the one-yard line with under 30 seconds to go. It was second down, and they had one of the most punishing running backs in the history of the National Football League, Marshawn Lynch, ready to give the ball to score the winning touchdown. It seemed like it was already written. People were already celebrating on the sidelines. The tweets were already flying fast and furious that the Seahawks were going to win the Super Bowl. Patriots star quarterback Tom Brady's head was already in his hands. But inexplicably, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson was told to throw a crossing pattern across the middle of the field from the one-yard line, a play that honestly is never called in any game under any situation. The Patriots picked the ball off, and the game was over. And already, you are seeing a rebellion in the Seahawks locker room. And the very authoritarian structure of the National Football League, this is very rare, questioning why the coaches made that call, questioning why Marshawn Lynch was not handed the ball, and even asking much more pointed, conspiratorial, and political questions about whether there was some kind of vested interest on the Seattle Seahawks sideline in making the clean-cut Russell Wilson the hero of that game instead of the more rough-and-tumble Marshawn Lynch.
So talk more about why you think that happened.
Well, first of all, let me say that this is not a conspiracy theory. I'm pulling out of whole cloth. A player said it off the record to Mike Silver from the NFL.com, and I spoke to somebody who was inside that locker room. And granted, they were in a state of shock, but all they kept saying over and over was they didn't want Marshawn to be the hero. They didn't want Marshawn to be the hero. And without judging the veracity of this theory, it is worth explaining why. Russell Wilson is very young. He's very clean cut. He's 26 years old. He's about to get a new contract. Him being the face of this billion-dollar entity that is the Seattle Seahawks going forward is something that the people of the NFL would absolutely love. Marshawn Lynch is going to be 29 years old this summer. That's actually quite old for a running back, and he's also due a new contract. If you haven't paid attention over the last 2 weeks, you might not know this, but Marshawn Lynch is very, very interesting and rebellious. The best way to put it, like labor journalist Sarah Jaffe put it, is that Marshawn Lynch is someone who believes in seizing control of his own labor, meaning he won't talk to reporters, even though it's in his contract to talk to reporters, meaning he refuses to do anything that the NFL wants him to do. As one teammate said, he refuses to dance. Instead, he is himself. He is Marshawn Lynch. And so he just says over and over again, I'm just talking so I won't get fined. And he said that 29 times at the Super Bowl media day. I'm just talking so I won't get fined. Saul Williams, the great poet, he described that as poetry. I'm just talking so I won't get fined. He said Marshawn Lynch is a poet. And there's a way in which that connected with a lot of people who don't like being told what to do by authoritarian, top-down corporate structures. So Lynch became somewhat of a folk hero and also somewhat of a bête noire for the people in the higher offices of the National Football League. So hence the theory goes, okay, we're going to win this game anyway. Who's going to be the person who says, I'm going to Disney World and gets to be the big star at the end of the day? Let it be Russell Wilson, who's kind of like Derek Jeter 2.0. Don't let it be Marshawn Lynch.